Hi, I'm David Fettis, and this talk is about then validity for immediate categorical inferences. Don't you just love the sound of that? If you want to impress your friends today, just say, well, today I happen to be thinking about then validity for immediate categorical inferences. Well, anyway, no, we don't need to go try to impress others with big, big words, but that's what this talk is about. And it's going to be based again on the writings of Dr. Matthew Van Cleve. If you have a hard time following what is said in this video, go read what Dr. Van Cleve wrote. If you had kind of a hard time following what he wrote, watch the video a time or two, and hopefully between the video and the reading, an understanding of this will sink in. In studying these things, we've seen four kinds of statements that are categorical statements. There's the universal affirmative. All SRP, S as subject, P as your predicate, all SRP, and the Venn diagram looks like this, where the part of S is blacked out except for what intersects with P. There's also the universal negative, no SRP, and then you black out the intersection because the two categories don't intersect at all. The third kind is particular affirmative, some SRP, and you put a little asterisk or star in the intersection to show that something at least is in the intersection of those two categories. And fourth, there is the particular negative, some S are not P, and you put an asterisk in the S part that is not intersecting with P to show that there's at least something in S that's not included in the category of P. Now, as we think about immediate categorical inferences, what do we mean? Well, they're arguments with one premise and one conclusion. Pretty simple. So here's an example. Some mammals are amphibious. Conclusion, therefore, some amphibious things are mammals. What do we do with that? Well, we start by making a Venn diagram. We make a Venn of the premise. Some mammals are amphibious, and here's what it looks like. When you have a sum statement, then you put the asterisk in the intersection. When you say that sum SRP, then you put that asterisk in the intersection. That's what your Venn diagram looks like. Now, what does the Venn for our conclusion look like? Some amphibious things are mammals. That's our conclusion. And you make the Venn diagram, you have the two categories, and in the intersection, you put the asterisk. Now, when you compare the two Venn diagrams, what do you have? You have identical Venn diagrams, and so you know that it's a valid argument if the two Venns are identical. In fact, they don't quite have to be fully identical. The main condition to know that if it's valid is if the conclusion Venn contains no information that's not already found in the premise Venn. You actually could have a Venn diagram for a premise that contained more info than you find in a conclusion. But as long as there's no information in the conclusion that's not already contained in the Venn diagram for the premise, then it's a valid argument. And certainly it's a valid argument when you just look at the Venns and their identical Venn diagrams. Now let's look at an example of an invalid argument. All cars are vehicles. Conclusion, therefore, all vehicles are cars. Let's work out the Venns for that. Here's the Venn diagram for all cars are vehicles. You take that category of car and you black out everything that doesn't intersect with the category of vehicles. It shows you there may be some things that are vehicles that aren't cars, but there are no things that are cars that aren't also intersecting with the category of vehicles. Now, what does the Venn diagram for the conclusion look like? Therefore, all vehicles are cars. The Venn diagram looks like this, where you black out everything in the category vehicles except what intersects with the category of cars. So you would be saying that there is nothing that's a vehicle that's not also a car. And what happens when you compare those two Venn diagrams? You see that they are not the same, and that means it's an invalid argument because the conclusion Venn has information that isn't found in the premise Venn. What information is that? Well, one piece of information is the claim that there are things that are cars that are not in the category of vehicle. That's what the conclusion is saying, but you can see in the premise that that whole area of cars is blacked out. Another thing that's shown in the conclusion that's not shown in the premise is that you're blacking out everything in the category vehicles except what intersects with cars. But in the premise conclusion, you had things that could be vehicles that aren't cars. And so in looking at the two Venn diagrams, you see that the conclusion Venn has information that's not contained in the premise Venn, and that means that you have an invalid argument. For an argument to be valid, the Venn test of validity, we have to know that the information in the conclusion doesn't contain anything beyond what's contained in the premises. Now, the Venn test of validity can apply even if we don't know words from a sentence, even if we know only the form of the argument, but not the actual categories that are involved in the argument. If we only have S and P, subject and predicate. For example, all S are P. Therefore, no P are S. Let's try that one out. All S are P, that's our premise, and here's what the Venn looks like. You black out everything in S that's not in the intersection with P. For our conclusion, no S are P, you black out the intersection because you're saying that nothing in S intersects with what's in P. And when you compare those two Venn diagrams, you know it's an invalid argument. The conclusion Venn has information that's not found in the premise Venn. It claims in the conclusion that there are some things in the category S that are not in the category P, but when you look at the premise, you see that all of S is blacked out except the intersection. It also claims that there's nothing in the intersection of those two categories in the conclusion, whereas the premise said there is something in that intersection. So there's two pieces of information in the conclusion Venn that are not in the premise Venn. So overall, when we think about Venn validity for arguments like this, an argument is valid if there's no information in the conclusion Venn that's not also in the premise Venn. And the argument is invalid if the conclusion Venn has information that's not also in the premise Venn.